respected brother and sister in the community. I think that living together is very difficult. Even living with a Buddha is very difficult. If the Buddha is here and we have to spend like 24 hours a day with him, sometimes we have problem too. The problem doesn't come from the Buddha, but most of the time come from us. I think living together can be a very big challenge. Our tendency is either we grasp on the situation or try to avoid it. First, the Buddha is very sweet, very nice, and we are attached to him and we want to be close to him all the time. And then one day the Buddha says something and it hurt our feeling and we don't want to see him anymore. And we are continue to be pulling in and pulling out all the time. The other version is only a condition for the instability within us to manifest. When there is someone who is very strict, very difficult in the community, we have the tendency to think that if that person is not there, our Sangha will be very perfect. And then if there's someone who is very sweet, very nice, and everyone got attached to him or to her, then we say that if that person is not here, our Sangha will also be perfect. When we come and to be together in a community, it's a chance for us to practice, to see ourselves through those relationships. Thanks to our capacity to understand our relationship with each other, that we begin to grow as a community, as a spiritual community. When we come into a community, at the beginning, we are very happy because everyone is so sweet. But then after a few months of being together, we slowly discover the unsweet of the other person. And when we live with that person for 10 years or 20 years, more unsweet things happen. It's not because of that person, but it's because of our discovery. We continue to discover day after day, which we don't see it right from the beginning. But then we can live happily the first day we come to the community. Why can we not live happily now, 10 years later? Is it because we understand too much about this community? We discover so many things about this community, so that's why all of our happiness disappear? Isn't that? Yeah, sorry. Isn't that our practice? Is the our practice of understanding? The more we understand, supposedly, the more we have love. Why is it that after we understand this community so much, that love become disappear? So there's something funny about our understanding. Perhaps our understanding have been going in the wrong direction. We said that we understand this community very much, but we might not understand this community very much. That's why we have so much disappointment. So what will be the right way of understanding? The right way of understanding is to understand ourselves. If we don't base our understanding about our community on the understanding about ourselves, our own being, then it will be very difficult to understand the community. If we base our understanding on about ourselves before we move one step further about understanding our community, we have another chance. If we base our understanding first about ourselves, deeply about ourselves, then we have a chance to understand our community. If we look back and through our relationship, we see that from time to time we make mistakes also. From time to time, we are very strict, we are very stubborn also. From time to time, we are unkind and we allow our anger to manifest also. And if we get in touch with that, not from the notion of an idea, but from the space of a deep understanding. In my experience, when we understand deeply about ourselves, understand deeply about our anger, our pain, I found that there's a source of compassion energy that is born from within me, returning, embracing myself.
Aus meiner Erfahrung, wenn es aus einem tiefen Verstehen von mir selbst, von meinem eigenen Schmerz, von meinem eigenen Ärger geschieht, dann wird eine Quelle in mir wach von Verstehen und tiefem Mitgefühl und einer Möglichkeit, es zu umarmen.
And then with that love and that compassion within my heart, suddenly I found there's no problem with the other person. In fact, I feel so much love for the other person. Because I know that person is experiencing difficulty, is undergoing difficulty. And because I have enough love within me, I can accept him the way he is. I can accept her the way she is. And this accepting is not suppression. It's not oppressing my feeling, oppressing myself, but it's a complete acceptance the other version.
Ich unterdrücke nicht mein Gefühl oder mich selbst. Es ist ein ganz offenes, vollkommenes Akzeptieren der anderen Person.
And I also found out something very wonderful that is born from that that love and that complete accepting is that the other person begin to change.
Etwas Wunderbares, was ich herausgefunden habe, ist, dass durch dieses vollkommene Akzeptieren die andere Person beginnt sich zu verändern.
It seems like as if like you have a ball you are throwing into a wall.
Wie wenn man einen Ball an eine Wand wirft.
And then if the wall's there, the ball bounces back.
Wenn an die Wand auftritt, dann wird zurückspringen.
But if the wall is not there, the ball just continue on. When we have a kind of love that is completely without any expectation, without any kind of demanding, it is like a ball going to empty space. And when the ball is going through a space without any obstruction, complete its journey, then it falls. The same thing with the person that I'm interacting with. If I'm able to treat that person with complete love, with a complete acceptance, the way he is, the way she is, will continue on without any obstruction.
Das gleiche mit der Person, mit der ich interagiere. Wenn sie ganz akzeptiert sein kann, so wie sie ist, dann wird sie sich weiter so verhalten, wie sie ist, ohne Behinderung.
And I found out something very interesting. When we allow him or her to completely manifest the way he or she is, then he or she begin to develop awareness about himself or herself.
Ich habe etwas sehr Interessantes festgestellt. Wenn diese Person so wirklich so sein darf, wie sie ist, dann wird sie irgendwann Selbstgewahrsein entwickeln. Dann wird sie ein Bewusstsein über sich selbst entwickeln.
And thanks to this self-awareness within him or her, things begin to change. It's quite difficult, though. From time to time, we cannot maintain ourselves in this space.
Das kann schwierig sein. Wir können nicht immer uns selbst in diesem Raum belassen.
We need a lot of determination. We need a lot of practice in order to be able to do so.
Wir brauchen viel Entschlossenheit und Praxis, um das zu tun.
When I organized the trip of Thay to Vietnam in 2005, I have to interact with the communist official. Many of them are very high official. They are working in the embassy of Vietnam at very high level of government staff. And they don't treat a person like me, a normal ordinary citizen, with a lot of respect and a lot of consideration. The first few times I had a telephone call and contact with the embassy of Vietnam in Paris, they treat me like nobody. From time to time, if he's upset about something, he even yells at me, scream at me like I'm a little child, a little kid. When he does that, I just listen deeply, follow my breath.
Wenn das machte, dann habe ich meinem Atem gefolgt, habe nur zugehört.
And I wait for him to complete his manifestation.
Ich habe gewartet, bis das, was dort manifestiert hat, zu Ende war.
And I go back And I get in touch deeply with my stability and solidity within myself. And I listen completely, very deeply to him in order to understand his background, try to understand where he come from, where, how he come into such a manifestation. And I listen very deeply on the telephone without any movement. And then after he finished, I continue to follow my breath for 1 or 2 minutes to embrace myself, to embrace that energy that he just pulled out, throw out to me. So his energy is like the ball, continue its journey into an empty space. And after a few minutes of following my breathing, suddenly he's coming out that journey, and he said, "Are you still there?" Because he experienced something completely new, something that completely different in the past. Because whenever he talked in such a way, people will throw back the ball to him. Here, there's no movement, completely empty. So he was very surprised. He don't know who's he dealing with. And then slowly, I will say with a lot of gentle voice and a lot of love and care, I said, "Yes, I'm still here. You want to continue saying?" "I'm listening right now very deeply. Please go ahead, continue." And then he come back to himself. He returned to his calm and peace in order to talk to me again in a different voice. And luckily that in his office there is a clock that every 15 minutes or so it chimes, just like in Plumbilis. So I was very lucky. So from time to time during our conversation, when I hear the clock in his office chime, I will stop talking, practicing the same way like in Plum Village. At first, he doesn't know what I'm doing. Then I try to explain to him that this is our practice. Whenever we hear the clock, I will stop talking and I follow my breath. That is my way of living. So please accept it. So I introduce the practice to him. Later on, many months later, because negotiation take many months, it take a long, long time. And later on, even before I stop, he hear the bell, he stopped before me. And just by the practice of deep listening and loving speech, I was able to help him to practice and to transform him in our working relationship, very difficult working relationship. At first, he addressed me in Vietnamese, is an is when you deal with a lay person, just a regular person, and he never accepted to call address me as a monk, which is Thai. You know, Thai is a Vietnamese word for teacher. And then many months later, slowly he changed his way of addressing me. He began to call me Thai, and he began to address me with a lot of respect and calmness. For me, organizing the trip of Thai to Vietnam in 2005, to be able to work with those people, to have transformed them in their way of life, and to be more calm and more peaceful. I think that's the most fruitful thing that I've done in 2005 in order to organize the trip of Thai to Vietnam. I think that if we truly practice deep listening, our friend will change. If we are able to listen to our friend completely, without any judgment, any criticizing, completely accepting him or her the way he is, the way she is, there is the possibility for changing that person. When the other person change, they change because that deep bond, that deep connection between the two human beings. When there's that deep connection, that deep trust, that deep bond between the two human beings, it doesn't matter what the other person do or say anymore, because we can accept him or her the way she is, the way he is. Most of the time, we are caught into issue like 10 minutes before 2 o'clock will be the Dharma discussion time, or 5 minutes after 2 for the Dharma discussion time. I said that most of the time we run into the issue like we are discussing like 10 minutes before 2 o'clock for the Dharma discussion, or 5 minutes after 2 o'clock for the Dharma discussion. Or sometimes we run into the issue like, so we have a walking meditation before the Dharma talk, or the Dharma talk before the walking meditation. So there are many things like this. And if we can just enjoy our breath and everything happen, we'll be okay. When we organize the event, we have the tendency to think that this solution will be the best solution. Another friend have the tendency to think this way of organizing will be the best way to organize it. But the fact is that the way the verbiage, the whole issue of us coming together because we want to be happy together. But usually we have the tendency to forget that final goal. That means, that is, we want to be happy together. And then we have the tendency to get caught into our idea of how about happiness, about happiness. And it is exactly the our idea about happiness prevent us from having happiness. If we are able to let go of our idea about things and to allow the other person to have his or her idea, we can always be happy. The a spiritual community is very different from an ordinary community. In a different community, people pay attention to the way they organize things, the best way of organizing things.
Und in einer normalen Gemeinschaft geben die Leute viel Aufmerksamkeit darin, wie sich Dinge am besten organisieren lassen.
In some community, they put the profit into their goal to maximize their profit. There are some group that try to maximize their fame, their power. But in a spiritual community, we have a completely different goal. In a spiritual community, we allow everyone to be the way he is or the way she is completely. Because we want everyone in the community to be happy. How can you be happy if you are different, if you are someone else different from yourself? You can only be happy when you are yourself. You are completely yourself. You are completely at ease with what you are doing, with what you are talking. You don't have to put on any mask. You are truly who you are. Here I am. Here the way I do things. So in a spiritual community, everyone is allowed to have his or her space, his or being fully manifest. And one thing very amazing, wonderful about a spiritual community is that even everyone is different, everyone fit in perfectly. This brother might be very strict, might be very difficult. It's okay. This sister is very sweet, very kind. There's a lot of attachment to her. It's okay. And this person doesn't care about anything. It's fine. So that's the wonderful thing about a spiritual community. Everyone can be the way he is, the way she is. So that's why everyone is attracted to a spiritual group. So don't feel like when we have some when we have some brother or sister who is very strict, who is very difficult, is it a problem for our community? No, it's not a problem for our community. Because in a spiritual community, everyone is given a technique, is given a method of practice, so that they can return to take good care of themselves first. So that's why we can live together, regardless how different we are.
In einer spirituellen Gemeinschaft hat jeder eine Methode, eine Technik, um zu sich selbst zurückzukommen, sich selbst gut um sich selbst zu kümmern. So können wir in der Gemeinschaft leben.
Sometimes we can be very difficult, and our brother and sister will step back and accept us. Sometimes our brother and sister can be difficult, and we step back to accept them.
Wir schwierig verhalten wir uns schwierig und die anderen treten einen Schritt zurück und lassen uns so sein. Und wenn die anderen dann schwierig sind, können wir einen Schritt zurücktreten und sie so sein lassen.
It's very important for us to understand the meaning and the deep bond that is holding the member of a community. And what is that deep bond that holds every member community? That deep bond is that everyone has the willingness to transform themselves. Even though we are not good at it, we are still not perfect at transforming ourselves, but everyone is doing their best. And everyone has the willingness to be in harmony with each other.
Jeder hat die Bereitschaft, mit den anderen in Harmonie zu leben.
And thanks to this willingness of being together, willingness to be happy together, to be in harmony with each other, to be peaceful, that is the bond of the community.
Diese Bereitschaft, in Harmonie, in Verbundenheit zu leben, das ist das Band, das die Gemeinschaft zusammenhält.
So, even though our brother and sister might not be good yet, but if we see that he or she is trying to practice, it's good. Sometimes in my experience, some brother and sister, after 10 or 15 years of practicing, they are still not able to recognize that they, when they are angry, they know that they are angry. For some who is lucky, when they are angry, they know they are angry. But for someone, it took them 10 years or 15 years even to recognize that first step. Sometimes they are angry and the brother and sister said, well, it looks like you are angry. You want to go back to your breathing? He said, me? I'm angry? No. It happened. It is not a joke. It is real. And it happened like that. But, you know, with a spiritual community, we learn to allow the other person time and space to grow and to develop. To build a community is a very difficult task. Because the object of our transformation is ourselves. The one who wants to do the transformation is ourselves. And the content of the transformation is also ourselves. So we are at the same time the subject, the object, and the verb. It's quite difficult. But years after years, if you look back, our community all the way have transformation. If we look back, we will see that everyone in the community who have gone in the last together in the last 5 or 10 years, everyone make a progress, even tiny progress or a big progress. Everyone make a little of progress. So there's some hope, there's some faith. We are not perfect, but we are trying. Thank you.